UN, Al-Shabaab forcing Somali parents to give up hundreds of children to become jihadis. By Edwin Mora on August 1, 2019. The United Nations confirmed this week that the Somalia-based Al-Qaeda affiliate Al-Shabaab is forcing civilians to surrender hundreds of children from their community for indoctrination and recruitment to become jihadis. Al-Shabaab is using threats of reprisals to coerce clan elders and parents to hand over their children, the UN revealed in a report issued Tuesday. The report covered activities in 2018. Virginia Gamba, the UN special representative for the office that authored the report, told reporters this week that Somalia is the worst offender of all grave violations against children. The UN report covers 20 countries at war or in a state of conflict. UN investigators verified more than 24,000 violations against children last year in those countries. Violations highlighted in the study include killing, maiming, sexual abuse, kidnappings, recruitment, and attacks on schools and hospitals. A record 12,000 children were reportedly killed and maimed across the globe last year. Without a doubt, the one situation that really comes to my mind is the worst one, the one we have to do our utmost to reverse, is Somalia, Gamba said. Voice of America, VOA, further noted. Gamba told reporters that the number of violations across all categories there is very high, providing a worrying picture. She said there is also a lack of engagement with the United Nations to improve protections for children. And she said she hopes to visit Somalia in the next 2 months to see if there is any possibility to open a dialogue. The UN identified the Somali National Army as well as terrorist groups such as the Al-Qaeda affiliate Al-Shabaab and its Sufi rival Al-Usuna wal-Jamaa, ASWJ, as perpetrators of the violations against children. In 2018, Somalia was home to the highest number of child recruitment, sexual abuse, and abductions. Al-Shabaab was behind the vast majority of those acts. Soon after taking office, U.S. President Donald Trump intensified American airstrikes against Al-Shabaab, launching a record number that has killed and wounded hundreds of jihadis. In May, Somali-born Representative Ilhan Omar, DMN, complained about President Donald Trump's airstrike campaign against Al-Shabaab jihadis. Echoing the findings of a January 2018 report issued by Human Rights Watch, HRW, the UN noted. A total of 1,609 children, 1,479 boys, 130 girls, some as young as 8, were verified as abducted, 97% of them by Al-Shabaab, 1,590, mainly for the purpose of recruitment and use. The children were taken to a training facility for indoctrination and subsequent recruitment. Hundreds of Somali children also fell victim to sexual violence, most at the hands of local security forces, not Al-Shabaab. The highest verified figures for violations relating to sexual violence continue to be documented in Somalia, 331, the UN said, adding. The United Nations verified incidents of sexual violence affecting 328 girls and 3 boys, attributed to unidentified armed elements, 114, Somali National Army, 50, Al-Shabaab, 46, clan militias, 42, Jubaland Forces, 31, Galmudug Forces, 14, Somali Police, 13, Southwest Forces, 10, Ethiopian Liut Police, 6, Puntland Forces, 3, and Ethiopian National Defense Forces, 2. UN investigators revealed that Al-Shabaab was also the chief perpetrator behind the killing and maiming of children in Somalia. Of the 781 boys and 260 girls killed and wounded in Somali last year, Al-Shabaab is responsible for 437, or 40%. Security forces from Somalia and neighboring countries, as well as clan militias, were reportedly responsible for most of the remaining casualties. Most child casualties resulted from crossfire, targeted killings, aerial bombardments, improvised explosive devices and suicide attacks, the UN declared. Al-Shabaab was also responsible for 61, about 80%, of the 77 attacks on schools and half of the 14 assaults on hospitals in Somalia last year. Incidents included killing, abduction, and threats against teachers, destruction, and looting, the UN report said. UN investigators also attributed most 41 or about 55% of the 74 incidents of denial of humanitarian access to Al-Shabaab. The UN report also shed light on the detention of children for their alleged association with Al-Shabaab, noting that 360 boys and 15 girls are affected. UN investigators called on authorities to treat these children primarily as victims, to prioritize their reintegration in line with their best interests, and to respect due process and international juvenile justice standards.